With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. Senator Bill Hagerty says the White House refuses to accept the reality of what's going on in the Middle East.
You can't even get this administration to acknowledge the fact that Iran is behind all of this. And if anybody thinks that it isn't Iran's technology, that it isn't their funding, it isn't their know-how that's behind the attack that Hamas has led on Israel by the rockets that are coming out of Hezbollah, do you think the Houthis built those rockets that they're launching? It's Iran, Iran, Iran.
The Tennessee Republican was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The Republican congressman who leads the House GOP's investigation of the origins of COVID-19 is stepping down.
Ohio's Brad Wenstrup was first elected to the House in 2012, but says he wants to spend more time with his family. Wenstrup's announcement came the same day another congressman said he wouldn't seek re-election. Democrat Derek Kilmer of Washington also cited a desire for more family time. The pair among nearly two dozen House members announcing they will not be running again in 2024. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com.
Get out the vehicle right now!
Two Florida sheriff's deputies remain hospitalized after undergoing surgery for injuries they suffered when a man intentionally plowed into them with his car. Sheriff Chad Cronister said the deputies have a long road of recovery ahead. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she and her Chinese counterpart have agreed to work toward a healthy economic relationship.
I spoke to Vice Premier He about our goal of achieving a healthy economic relationship that benefits both our countries over time. We do not seek to decouple our economy from China's.
And the meeting was groundwork for setting a stage for an upcoming meeting between President Biden and his Chinese counterpart next week in the San Francisco area. This is SRN News. A big campaign to help the homeless is underway in the state of Colorado.
The Denver Mattress Company will donate $15 for every mattress it sells in November to CityGate Network, an association of just over 300 Christian homeless shelters across the country. The company will do a dollar-for-dollar match in each sale of up to $150,000. CityGate Rescue Missions provide food and shelter to homeless people, as well as share the gospel with them. They also help with drug treatment and job training. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Austrian government will make an additional payment to Holocaust survivors. The Ministry of Finance has concluded negotiations with the Conference for Jewish Material Claims Against Germany by announcing that it will give more than $13 million to survivors around the world before the end of this year. And those with special needs will get a second payment. The vast majority of Austrian Holocaust survivors no longer live in that country. This is SRN News. Detroit automakers are planning a new selection of electric vehicles.
Stellantis plans to build a new midsize pickup truck along with battery-run versions of six Jeep, Ram, and Dodge vehicles. Ford envisions at least three new electric vehicles that will preserve jobs at several factories. General Motors plans to build at least six new electric vehicles, including a full-size SUV. Those and other plans by Detroit's automakers have emerged in details of the tentative contract agreements that ended the six-week strikes by the United Auto Workers Union.
That's Jeremy House reporting. A $242 million overhaul will modernize the main terminal concourses and gate areas at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. The Star Tribune reports the project is expected to be completed by late 2025. The plan calls for a unified design for the concourses at about 75 Delta gates with new flooring, wall finishes, and brighter lighting. More details at SRNnews.com.